Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, Mask's weekly radio show. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids, Kids of All Ages and All Stages. Mask is not just about drugs and addiction. It's prevention, prevention, prevention. It's about all mental health issues. It's from elementary age until 60, 70-year-olds, if they may need a referral for a mental health doctor, therapist, psychologist, inpatient, outpatient programs. We do in-school programs. We offer support groups. We are a referral agency. And our confidential number is 718-758-0400. Again, write down our number. Maybe it's for yourself or someone you know, a neighbor, someone you sit next to in shul. 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have an amazing program, really something so, so very important for us to learn about. MASC's program tonight on Family Matters is about wilderness programs. And we have with us Derek Daly, who's a Legacy Outdoor Adventures Program. He's the co-founder. Derek, I want to welcome you tonight with us. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Roxa. Thank you for having me. And thanks to MASC for all the good work you're doing. I appreciate being on today.
Thank you. You know, Derek, not everybody knows what a wilderness program is. I know that some parents will call the helpline and they'll say, you know, we want an inpatient program, and the school's recommending they kick the kid out, the child's not behaving, the child may have drug use, or the young adult, 18 and over, may be having issues with, you know, drug abuse as well. And so many parents feel that a wilderness program is sort of like a place for punishment. I really want to educate the listeners tonight about the true meaning Legacy Outdoor Adventures has to offer. I just want our listeners to know this particular program is for over 18 years old. And I think it's so important we educate everyone about what is a wilderness program, when is a wilderness program, you know, a program that parents should look into, and is it something just about punishment? Because I know it isn't. That's not really the goal of these programs. So I'd like you, you have so many years doing this, you're the co-founder of an amazing program, Legacy Outdoor Adventures, so I'd like you to educate our listeners about all the misconceptions and what it is exactly, the benefits of these kind of programs.
Yeah, thank you for that, and I'm happy to speak about it. It's interesting, in my role now, I get to travel around the country a little bit, and I get to educate, and I get to answer these questions quite often around why does wilderness work, or what about wilderness therapy, and it's amazing what people often think about wilderness. They think it's survivalistic. They think it's this punitive last resort, when really it's not that. It's not what people often think. One is wilderness has been around for about 30 years now. And the people who have often have access have been, honestly, the wealthy and the educated. And they're finding this form of treatment because they do their homework and they know that it works. We now have the research and data 15 years later to support that. We can now demonstrate that, hey, these programs are effective and they are safe. In fact, clients in wilderness programs are safer in a wilderness program than they often are in their own home. So it's safe, it's very effective. We build a program from the ground up specifically for adults. So these guys show up, we have an amazing culture, we have an amazing list of adventures that they can do. Each week they play a role. We give them the maps from the day one. So it really builds and promotes self-efficacy. When you have a client who takes ownership in the process and in the adventure, it's powerful what can happen. I'll say this, when people ask me why wilderness, I often flip the question and say, why are we still doing therapy on a couch? If you imagine a 13-year-old girl, or in our case, a 25-year-old woman, getting therapy weekly on a couch, now picture that same woman receiving therapy out in the wilderness environment on a mountain bike. It's very intuitive.
You know, Derek, there are times that young adults need to go to a SUSE program, you know, a young adult program, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or a year, and they, you know, then go down to a step down, and they really mature. They learn how to, you know, be in a better, how to act in an environment where they came from. So let's say a 15-year-old girl, and she's acting out, she's breaking all the rules, she's leaving through her window at night, her parents can't seem to control her. It is a danger also that she's underage and she's so young. And lots of times, therapists, not the Mask Helpline, it always comes from the professionals that are seeing the parents and the young adult. So it is recommended in extreme cases, very young, under the age of 16 or 18, to go to a wilderness program. But here we're talking about your program, which is over 18 years old. Now, you know, we have cases every day that call in on the helpline about, my son is immature, he can't, you know, he's dabbling in drugs, he does not have a job, he is not working and not following rules of the home. I mean, are these the kind of cases that would do well in your program?
Yeah, absolutely. Oftentimes, the client that comes to our program, a simple way to put it is that I think we have a societal problem where young adults, young men and young women are lacking connection and purpose, and often they turn to drugs to fill that, and they're developing along with that these negative core beliefs, right? And so you need to have kind of an experience to shift that, right? No amount of weekly CBT therapy or DBT therapy is going to fix that. It's
right.
There really got to be an underlying shift in that core belief. The wilderness is an amazing format for that, and it has been throughout history. Where, look, we could talk about programs and how they're built, and some programs are really great at creating investment. And you can get a client to a performing level within that program if you focus on creating investment. But that's not lasting change. You need identification, then internalized change. What wilderness programs give you, wilderness therapy, specifically outdoor behavioral health care accredited programs like our program, Legacy Outdoor Adventures and Juniper Canyon, is they get you to internalize change. That's the kind of change that you can measure over time. In other words, these clients come out and they have these profound experiences and realizations where they're having these experiences where they can engage and reflect on the world and themselves in a new way, right? And this is something that's been going on in wilderness experiences for a long time. We have just created, you could say, put together the recipe that maximizes the opportunity for these guys to connect with themselves, to connect with purpose.
And right, Derek, can you describe a program? Young man, 20 years old, comes to your program. What happens? How long is the program?
Sure. So our program is, we are 90 days. One of the things we know is that change, internalized change, takes time. We'll have a young man or a young woman, 20 to 35 years old. These guys are often, you know, struggling in college. Sometimes we have high performers. For example, we've had young men and women who were practicing attorneys who, you know, developed an alcohol problem and came out this way. Oftentimes we have clients who just spent the last year in their parents' basement on video games. So it's a combination of failure to launch, addiction, lack of connection. And then the parents oftentimes are struggling to know what to do, and we'll work with the family to draw boundaries. One of the things that oftentimes is there's resistance in the process. In other words, young man or woman says, I don't know if I want to go do that. That is a normal part of the growing up process. Oftentimes, the community, the family has to push the individual through a point of discomfort to say, hey, you need to go do this. And what that looks like is the family saying, hey, we're going to draw a boundary. Here is an option. We're going to support this. And I would say about 70% of our clients fall in that category. The mom and dad, the girlfriend, the family, or the community is saying, hey, you need to go do this. About 30% of our clients find us on their own, and they call me, and they say, hey, I've got to a place where I'm not happy. I need a shift. I'm not feeling connected and inspired. I'm not performing. I think I could benefit from this program. So it's really
right.
Those
and
two
Derek, I'm sorry, I do want to give out your number. Please, let's give out Legacy Outdoor Adventures phone number, please.
Yeah. So you can call us toll free at 866-436-4458. My direct number, 801-358-2974. I don't have a problem putting that.
Great. Very important that any parent that wants information, this is an amazing program for 18 to 35-year-olds. And again, their number, 866-436-4458. Anyone wants to reach Derek directly, 801-358-2974. Derek, you were saying it's a 90-day program, and tell everyone where it's at.
Yeah, so we're located between Zions National Park and Arches National Park in southern Utah. We have one of the largest wilderness in the lower 48 to operate in, so our clients will go river rafting on the Colorado River, and they'll go canyoneering and fly fishing and skiing in Park City. So we really try to engage them with meaningful adventures, both for the young men and women. We don't want them to graduate and say, hey, I don't want anything to do with this again. Our graduates don't necessarily graduate and then go plan their backpacking trips. But what they often do is when they get home to their community, they find parks. They go for walks along the ocean front. And you mentioned earlier prevention. You know, wilderness is an incredible prevention tool as well. And I'm often going to communities working with mental health and therapists so that our clients returning to the city in New York, they can prescribe outside, right? Continue to get them to engage in activities that take them outside, get them moving. And it's profoundly helpful for our mental health. And that's not just me. That's multiple studies coming out of Japan, the OBH Council, all across the world at universities. People are studying the health benefits, the brain benefits of spending time in nature, right? It's becoming a widely sought after and accepted idea that we need to get closer to nature.
Right. Derek, could you describe a typical day?
Yeah. So our clients will, we have a lodge on a lake, and our clients will, with the guides who are out there with them 24/7, will sit down and they'll plan an adventure. So they might be going out to go climb a remote mountain peak, and they're going to give, they're going to talk about roles, and one of the client's roles will be expedition leader, and another client will be the navigator. And they're going to give the maps to the client, and they're going to say, all right, let's plan this route. Here's where we need to be. And so they're going to go through that process of planning and then execution. One of the things we know from, like, Mike Gass's work, Dr. Gass, is you have to have setup, execution, and debrief to really get that internalized change. So when the clients stand on a summit and they get to the top, they're saying, we did this. This was my accomplishment. And then that translates to building self-efficacy and helping. That goes back to performing well in college and otherwise. So, you know, a daily schedule would be they're going to be at the lodge planning adventure. Then they're going to spend 4 days out in the remote wilderness, backpacking, fly fishing. Mixed in with that, we have master's level therapists. We have strong clinical. We have psychologists who are working to provide a container so that everything that we do is framed with in a clinical context that is guided by the therapeutic process so that we can maximize on that internalized change. So we do 22 hours of clinical a week, which is profound in the wilderness therapy world. Very clinical program.
Wow. So again, for those that are just tuning in, we have Derek Daly from Legacy Outdoor Adventures and Outdoor Behavioral Industry. He is a chair of Outdoor Behavioral Industry, and his number is his personal number. Not everyone, Derek, gives out a personal number. So this is great that parents can just get straight to you to ask the questions about whether or not their loved one, their brother, their sister, their child may belong at Legacy Outdoor Adventures. And it is 801-358-2974 or toll free 866-436-4458. And let me give you Derek's email address, and that is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at legacyoutdooradventures.com. Derek, I do know, I mean, it's summertime now. Now is the greatest opportunity, less excuses to be made because people are off, they're out of school, you know, maybe they're not doing summer college. So now's a real good time to go to your program. But is it a minimum of 90 days or can it be less than 90 days?
Yeah, it can. I mean, we're an adult program where our clients ultimately have choice. So it's very individualized, right? So we can do, in cases, we can do 30 days. We can do 60 days. One of the things I tell parents up front, and we know from research, is we don't start seeing internalized change, according to the data, on average, until about week 5. So when you think about that, when you think about these community programs and when somebody's going to treatment around the corner for 29 days, based on what we know, you're not even getting to change until week 5, not to mention when you're trying to do that in your home community. So it is very individualized. I mean, right now in society, I think we have a crisis of connections. You know, young men and women are not connected. And this is the most effective way, I think, to address that issue. It's not going to get better by going to weekly therapy on a couch. I think it, a larger, more profound intervention is needed. And so when you're talking about going into the winter or going into these other times, there is, if things are going downhill and things are not performing, the likelihood that young adults auto-correct that without an intervention is very low, right? It is difficult to create change, particularly in the environment that's creating them. So whether it's December or, you know, just going into school year, if things are starting to slide, I would encourage parents listening to consider being proactive and taking action, because what we know is that things often don't auto-correct. And so often I get families calling me saying, we're thinking about doing something, but we're going to wait until after this semester. They call back 3 weeks later and say, flunked all these classes, and now we're looking to do something.
Right. It's interesting, the language you use is saying autocorrect. You know, that's a big issue, that everybody is using their iPhones, their iPads, they're emailing, they're texting, they're doing, Facebooking, they're Instagramming, and so many other forms of social media, that the young kids today are really not having conversations. So that's also the autocorrect, like our phones automatically correct. We're getting lost in that. And I did say it at one of my previous shows. I went to visit some friends up the block, and I walked in, and there was their daughter was sitting on a couch with two girls, one on each side of her, and all three did not even look up, and they were texting. And I said, "Hi, guys." And they, like, said hi, but they didn't even look up. And then I said, "What's going on? Who are you all three so busy texting? What's going on?" And all three at the same time said, "Each other." They were sitting next to each other, having a conversation with each other via text. So, you know, this is where we're at, and it's a real issue, because kids are in school. They're having a hard time, and the connection part has really been broken down, and it is getting worse. And by the time they're 18, 19, 20, and they have to move on in their life and get married and have relationships, a lot of young adults are stuck. Socialization issues, self-medicating, drugs, and Legacy Outdoor Adventures Program is an amazing, amazing program to learn all the skills one needs for going out there in the world and build self-esteem. Do you want to talk about self-esteem? We only have 2-3 minutes left. I'd like you to address the self-esteem that comes out of these programs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the profound benefits, is the confidence building and that self-efficacy building. Their beliefs in themselves to be able to achieve really increases. But just quickly on a point that you made is that the cell phone and the technology use is absolutely showing us that we're getting further and further disconnected. The wilderness and nature is an antidote. It is a cure. We know going out and disconnecting from our phones, logging off, and going spend an immersive time in wilderness, it's extremely healing. I was just in New York, and I invited a bunch of mental health professionals and therapists to go kayaking on the Hudson, to go walk through Central Park, because I don't want you to just take my word for it. Log off, check out of your cell phone, and go for a walk today in the park and see for yourself how you feel, right? It's something that's intuitive. When I speak to people about this, they say yes. It makes sense. Rarely I get someone that's like, no, spending time in nature or walking in the park is not a healing experience. So it's something that I think is going to become more and more important as our society becomes more and more reliant on technology, is finding out a way to disconnect and spend time in nature.
Right. And for parents, can you just tell us at what point are they allowed to contact home?
Yeah. Great question. So, we use letter writing, and the reason being is because that's a form of narrative therapy. There's often so much family dynamics and manipulation that when clients write down their words and parents, they can reflect on them, and it's a powerful therapeutic process. But they can start writing letters day one. We have some phone accesses where they can start planning and preparing. So, you know, there's no restrictions as far as communication other than
okay.
You can't use a phone when you're on the mountain, right? But you can write a letter.
Right. Very good. Derek, we can go on and on talking about outdoor adventure survival programs. They are not a punishment. It's for building self-esteem and growth maturity. And like you said, you have a very strong mental health division with therapists and psychologists. So anyone that is interested in reaching Derek, once again, his number, 801-358-2974. Toll free, 866-436-4458. Derek Daly, it was wonderful having you on the show with us. Hope to have you on the show again very soon, Derek.
Yes, thank you again for hosting me. It was a pleasure. And again, to MASS for all the good work you're doing in the community. And yes, we'll stay in touch. And
thank you. Thank you. And for my listeners, anyone that wants more information, and maybe you're driving upstate and you don't have a pen to write down Derek's information, call the confidential MASS number, 718-758-0400, and you can go on to maskparents.org, listen to our previous radio shows, and donate online. Please be our partner. We want to help get the message out there of all these programs. Please go online, donate, whether it's $5 or $500. Please go on to maskparents.org. Again, 718-758-04.
Traffkick has all your travel and communication needs all under one roof. So you get any type of phone, smartphone, kosher phones. You need SIM cards, hotspot devices, both for here and traveling around the world. Israel, Europe, Africa, Australia, they got it all. Unlimited talk, text. So you got to check out Traffkick for all your communication needs, both domestically and internationally. The best deals in town. Call 718-633-4545. 718-633-4545. They're located at 1334 43rd Street in Borough Park.
00. I want to wish everyone a very, very nice evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you. Good night.
Have you noticed how the world is getting smaller with the use of social media? Everything and everyone seems a mere click away, and yet our lines of communication have gotten broader, more infrequent, and spread apart. With all its advancements, technology has reduced interpersonal communication to the bare minimum. I'm Tippy, and I've always wanted to make waves, to connect and make a difference in the lives of others. Join me on the Kol Isha radio show, where we discuss all things life and living from a woman's perspective. No question is too great, no issue too small, and the only limit is time. Send in your questions to kolishamedia@gmail.com. I'm a writer, event coordinator, passionate foodie, health aficionado, avid traveler, and last but definitely not least, a proud spiritual Jew. I don't have a PhD or any letters after my name, but I do have a BSD before. Tune in on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on 6:20 a.m. Catch you on the next wave.
Did you ever consider being on the radio or hosting your own radio show? Now TalkLine is giving you the opportunity to produce your own daily or weekly radio program. Primetime airtime is available at very affordable and competitive rates. We're looking for independently produced or organizational programs of interest to the Jewish community in the areas of Judaica or Jewish interest, music, news, talk, legal, medical, or financial. Introductory charter rates are also available for advertisers. For more information, contact the TalkLine Broadcasting Corporation at 212-769-1925. Again, that number, 212-769-1925.
KZN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.